Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the Daily Gizwiz is provided by Winamp. Subscribe to the Daily Gizwiz and all your favorite podcasts with the ultimate media player. Download it for free at winamp.com. Video bandwidth for the Daily Gizwiz is provided by Cashfly at cachefly.com. It's time for the Daily Gizwiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1139 for Thursday, July 22nd, 2010, The Pill Timer. The Daily Gizwiz is brought to you by Carbonite. Backing up files on your PC or Mac is safe and easy with Carbonite. For a free trial plus 2 free months with purchase, go to Carbonite.com. Offer Gizwiz.
Now, get ready for Dick.
It's Thursday. Time to rock your socks off.
That's the kiss with me.
Oh, yeah.
Another crappy theme. Yes, indeed. It's Thursday. The kiss with me. It's Thursday. Another crappy theme. It's Thursday. The kiss with me. It's Thursday.
Woo!
Another crappy theme.
And now, here he is, the star of our show, AC/DC. No, Dick DiBartolo.
Hey, Leo, how you doing?
Oh, that ball, I tell you.
That really gets you going, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
you know, that's a whole, I think I should do a video, Leo's exercise ball workout.
Using all the themes.
You know, we could, because it's, I tell you, but my heart rate is through the roof here. Of course, I'm in lousy
shape. You know
what?
You could do Leo's ball exercise. You could do this jumping up and down theme.
I don't know. I think I'd probably get a lot of returns from people who saw that and got the wrong idea.
Maybe.
I could do bouncing
not
up and
X-rated on
not
it.
Not X-rated. The is an actually inflatable yoga ball. I'm talking
yoga
about.
Yoga ball. You know, it's very fun. Those things are work to sit on. It's very funny. The other day I walked into
the gym.
And someone had just worked out with a big
blue
ball.
So you tried sitting on it.
And I said, I bet you that's...
That's kind of what I sit on.
Yeah. So I sat on it for a few minutes. You sort of have to keep moving a bit to stay on it,
and that's
right?
Exactly why I do it. It's kind of it's like exercise. You know, the reason I did it is because for years when I did TV, I would do it standing up. And that keeps your energy level high. In fact, it's sometimes in radio, people do it, they call it stand-up, where you move, you know, you have a raised desk and a raised microphone,
yes,
and you stand.
Yes.
And it is really a better way to do it because you tend to, especially with voice, you tend to slump a little bit and your voice gets kind of insane. And it's really good for you. And it's, of course, more exercise to keep standing up. Well, you know, here I am 6 or 7 hours a day. I'm not going to be able to stand up the whole time. So this ball is the next best thing. It keeps me a little bit moving around and a little bit awakened and a little bit more energetic, I think, than just slumping in a chair. So that's why I do it. I have to say I like it. I think it is. It can be a challenge for some people. People who've tried it say, yeah,
actually, you burn calories doing that more than you would just sitting in a chair.
5 or 6, yes. Hey, every calorie counts, baby.
Every calorie counts. Exactly.
So what do you got for us today?
Well, you know, you're very good at I say a name and then you figure out what it does.
Okay.
So I'll say the name and then you try to guess what this is, okay? And this is the official name.
All right.
The Pill Timer.
Oh, that's easy. You've done a few of these. You must be getting old. This is one, okay. When you're making, ever made soft-boiled pills or hard-boiled pills, sometimes getting the timing right, like a 3-minute pill, you really need to time it, or 2-minute pill. If you're making a hard boiled pill, you want to make sure you get 5 minutes. So this is a timer that's designed for cooking your pills just right.
Amazing.
Pretty good, huh?
I bet Dennis $20 that he wouldn't have a clue.
No, I know what this is, because old people, of which you and I are soon to be, need this. Because you have a lot of pills you'll take during the day. And this is based on the space-age technology that some dog food feeding devices use, where it pops the lid up at the right time. So you've got the pill thing, and you put the pills in, and you know you have to take this at 12 and this one at 3 and this one at 4. And you know how the dog food, when you're going to be gone for a week, they put the food in all 7 dishes, and then one by one they pop open every day. This is the same idea, only, you know, hour by hour. The pill minder pops open and says, take me. What do you think?
It's close. It's close. Yours is actually a step better.
Oh, see? 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 They should have asked me. It is.
Except you don't want people crawling on the floor waiting for the little pill thing to open.
Pop open.
So it came up. All right. So you're very close. So pill timer is a device that goes on your pill bottle. And when you first click it on, it'll be all zeros. And you just hold down the button until you see the number of times you have to take the pill in a 24-hour period.
Ah.
So when it hits 6, you let go of the button. And now every 4 hours, pill timer, an alarm will go off to say it's time to take the pill. Let me just turn this a little around here. Then it'll tell you how many hours it's been. I'm going to turn this toward me. This is now at 5 hours and 3 minutes. So I know that in another 57 minutes, this will ring again because it'll be time to take the pill because I'm doing it 4 times a day every 6 hours.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I hope you'll feel better. Is it for hair loss?
Yes.
You can have some of mine. I got way too much. Actually.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
When you cut it off, can you fax it to me or FedEx it to me?
I will. I'll have the hair cutter save it. Yeah.
And then what happens is every time you take the cap off, the timer resets itself to 0 again. So that
you're totally confused.
No, because then it'll start counting up to 6 hours again.
So that's good.
So that you'll know.
That's good.
And then if you were not in the room when it went off, every hour it'll start chirping again so that you'll look at the top and realize you missed the last time that you're supposed to take your pill. And the LED will keep blinking, the red LED will keep blinking until you catch back up to where you should be in taking your medication. Now, the strange thing about it is they say to replace the cap every 3 months because they didn't want people trying to replace the battery themselves. They've made it such a way
it's like an iPhone, no replaceable battery inside.
Exactly. And that way they figure, I can see where they're coming from. In a way, you put the battery in backwards, it doesn't ring, so you blame them for something happening because you missed your medication. This way they just say, replace the cap every 3 months and you know you'll be getting a fresh battery.
And of course, if the pill timer stays open for 4 more hours, see your doctor. Right?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Or take 2 AA's and call them in the morning.
Is this the pilltimer.com?
No. This is at, they have a very strange website, medtimetechnology.com.
Oh, that's strange. Medtime.
Yeah, I know. You know, I assume that this is.
There is somebody else at the pilltimer.com.
Oh, okay. Does it look exactly like this one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then they did get both.
Let's see. I don't know. That's very interesting.
Is it $5?
To help people take medicine. Is that the same?
That's it.
Doctors and pharmacists agree? Yeah, so they got the pill timer.
Originally,
by MedTime Technology. This is it. They got it.
Yeah. Okay. So they.
This is actually a great idea.
It is a good idea.
I think it's a simple and cost effective. And $5, that's wonderful. Are you on any medication?
Yes, I am on something called Avodart.
Avodart. I had to ask.
It's an archery medicine. And it sharpens the focus for hitting the bullseye.
Avodart. Really? Avodart?
Avodart.
I think that's for dogs, isn't it? It's like a dewormer.
No, that's Avodog.
Oh, Avodog. Okay.
Avodog.
Check. All right. Avodog. The pill timer. I like the price.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, if you were a techie person, you could, you know, monitor this and see if you can get 4 months out of it.
Right.
But for $5 or 3 months, it's not big.
Yeah. What I do like about that is it's useful. I think one of the things that we like to do on the Gizwiz is give you useful products. And I got one for you right now from Carbonite.
Really?
Carbonite.
Oh, Carbonite. Very
you know what I did last week? Because Abby, I gave Abby... I didn't have much choice. She needed a computer for school. She's going to college in the fall. Actually, she's going to college August 7th. We're flying out August 5th to bring her there because she starts 3 weeks early. The freshmen start 3 weeks early. But I gave her a Mac laptop. But what I did that she doesn't know I did is I put Carbonite on it. Because, you know, I mean, laptops get lost or stolen. I think the huge number of laptops every year, something like 600,000 laptops every year, get left at airports alone. I mean, this is just a very
That's just your stuff.
That's just my laptop. This is, you know, if you include the Kindles, it's like thousands, millions. So what's great about this is you put this on the computer, and then whenever she's online, and of course she's on Wi-Fi at the campus, but if she's at the coffee shop, at Starbucks, and wherever, it automatically is backing up. As long as you're online, doesn't slow your system down, doesn't use up bandwidth, but when you're idle, it backs up just a little bit at a time to keep you backed up. And for a student, I think so important. In fact, this is how Carbonite was created. David Friend, the chairman, told me about this. His daughter was going to college, calls him, says, "Dad, I lost my thesis. What am I going to do? The hard drive died." And she had to write it all over again. He's an engineer. He said there's got to be a better solution, and that's how he came up with Carbonite. But now it's not just for students. It's for anybody who doesn't want to lose data or anybody who doesn't want to lose sleep over losing data. Carbonite is so great. Try it free right now. Go to 15 days free. You don't even need a credit card. You just go to carbonite.com. Use the offer code GIZWIZ, GIZWIZ. As soon as you do that, it installs Mac or Windows and starts backing up. And it just starts backing up. It uses 128-bit SSL encryption, so even if you're on an open access point, you're not at risk. You can further encrypt it if you decide you want super privacy and use AES 256-bit encryption so that only you can see this data. I mean, it's really secure, but it's on the Carbonite servers. And here's the nice thing. You can get it anywhere you can get online with your iPhone. They have an iPhone app. I think they have a BlackBerry app. You can sign on to Carbonite.com and get your files. You can sign on from a laptop, any other computer, and get your files. So you're never at risk of losing those precious files. And here's the best part. The price, amazing. After the 15-day trial, if you want to buy $55 a year for everything on your internal drive, that's unlimited. You know, you could have it. Nowadays, there's 3 terabyte drives out there, Dick. You can back up all your personal data. Less than $5 a month. And if you use GizWiz when you sign up, 2 months free, so it's an even better deal. Carbonite.com, offer code GizWiz. And don't forget, if you decide to sign up, to use GizWiz as the sign-up code. It is just the best way to back up. Back it up right with Carbonite. You got to back it up to get it back. Carbonite.com. We love it. Here he is, the GizWiz with a letter.
And the letter comes from Phil Flick.
Oh, sure, not his real name. Hi, I'm Phil Flick. He should be a network news anchor.
Flick.
Live from the scene of the mining disaster, this is Phil Flick.
Phil Flick.
Phil Flick.
Phil Flick says, the real reason I'm writing... I'm a self-proclaimed newbie. The problem's been that I have dreams about the Daily GizWiz, dreams about the theme songs. But the real reason I'm writing, I want to tell Leo that in episode 1122, he had a great pick.
Oh.
Leo, write this down. This is the first letter.
Holy cow.
In 1122 episodes. But someone.
Holy moly.
Holy cow.
It's a red letter day.
It was, I am a fan of the WebIQ series.
Oh, yes.
My uncle and I have bought 6 of them.
Wow.
We buy them as gifts for the family and friends. I recommend using Craigslist because you get them at bargain bin prices.
Oh, that's interesting.
The best deal we got, we bought a Weber Q200 grill. That's the one you had, right?
Yep.
We got the stand, the cover, the propane hose, all for $50.
Wow.
I thought your listeners would appreciate that tip. Anyway, I love the show. Sincerely, Phil Flick.
Phil Flick, once again. Well, that's, you know, this grill is such a great little grill. And, you know, you buy the little Coleman. He got the hose so you could use the big propane things. You know,
the 20-pounders.
Blue Rhinos. But I just get the little Coleman screw-on. And so it's very portable, very easy to use. This would be great for camping. It's not much bigger than a camp stove. I just really, Weber does some good stuff.
Nice.
Well, thank you, Phil. I wonder if Phil, when he's lighting it, flicks his Bic.
Probably. Good.
Dick, tomorrow, shall we make a trip to the Gadget Warehouse and see what we can find? I'll see you then.
I'll be here.
Yes, you will.
D-A-I-L-Y.
It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz.
It makes its own gravy.